Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of March 2019. Supreme Court has reiterated that a check bounce complaint against a company and its director must contain a specific averment that director was in charge of and responsible for conduct of company's business at the time when offence under Section 138 or 141 of Negotiable Instruments Act was committed. Supreme Court has refused to lift the stay on use of secondary treated wastewater for a charge of groundwater in two districts of Karnataka. Delhi High Court has allowed a plea by CBI for taking on record additional submissions in anticipatory bail plea of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram in connection with INX Media case. Punjab and Haryana High Court has quashed a complaint filed in 2014 alleging an offence of adultery, in view of the judgment of the Supreme Court in Joseph Shine v. Union of India and observed that the judgment applies to all pending proceedings even with retrospective effect. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has admitted an insolvency plea against Punch Lloyd filed by ICICI Bank Limited for a default of 85,383 crore. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Ahmedabad has approved joint bid by Reliance Industries Limited JM Financial Asset Reconstruction Company Limited for insolvent textiles player Alok Industries Limited. Supreme Court has pulled up Tamil Nadu government and has asked it to explain the steps taken with regard to the defacement disfigurement on rocks, hills, hillocks and also on public constructions, particularly with slogans messages of political nature depicting the photographs of politicians. Supreme Court has struck down tenders worth 6,300 crore rupees issued in 2016 by the Maharashtra Women and Child Development Department for supplying take-home ration, THR, as supplementary nutrition at daycare centers or Anganwadis in the state. Supreme Court has granted bail to former Bajrang Dal leader Babu Bajrangi, sentenced to 21 years in jail in Narodapatiya massacre case in which 97 people were killed by a mob during the 2002 Gujarat riots, considering his medical condition as he was 100% blind. Supreme Court has warned Haryana government that it will be in trouble if it will do anything with Aravalli Hills or Forest Area by passing amendments to Punjab Land Preservation Act, PLPA. 1900 to allow construction there. Delhi High Court has set aside Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's TRAI decision to lower the fees for mobile number portability MNP from 19 rupees per port to 4 rupees per port. Delhi High Court has stayed order appointing Dr. Rajiv Mani, Joint Secretary and Legal Advisor, Department of Legal Affairs, Ministry of Law and Justice as the custodian of the undertakings of the International Center for Alternative Dispute Resolution. Delhi High Court has held that appointment of hostel warden of Dolat Ram College was not made in accordance with procedures and directed principal of college to issue a notice inviting fresh applications for the post in a time-bound manner. Bombay High Court has held that compassionate employment cannot be denied to a person just because he was born out of the employee's second marriage. Bombay High Court has ruled that a man cannot be prosecuted for abetment to suicide if his girlfriend kills herself over his refusal to marry her. Bombay High Court has restrained Hotel Mumbai Pty Limited from entering into any pact for Movie Hotel Mumbai, based on 2008 terror attacks, for ARC nations. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that if custody of a child is granted to a person in a live-in relationship without dissolution of previous marriage, chances are that the child may learn that live-in relationships are the way of life. Madras High Court has directed Chief Secretary to issue circular to all departments and government corporations to follow reservation for persons with disabilities by computing 3% on total number of vacancies in cadre strength. Madhya Pradesh High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a member of a snake charming community challenging ban on the practice of snake charming and the constitutional validity of Section 9 and 11 of the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. Madhya Pradesh High Court has directed Principal Secretary and Health Department and the District Magistrate Khargone to make an effort to provide desired treatment to autistic children, if possible at state cost, and requested NGOs to come forward and help autistic children. Chhattisgarh High Court, while discharging a man accused of instigating his wife's suicide, has observed that excess sexual acts by a husband and unnatural sex could not be considered as instigation as defined under Section 107 of the Indian Penal Code. Karnataka High Court has said that Section 195A of Indian Penal Code is not restricted to threatening only by accused, and observed that whoever threatens another with intent to cause that person to give false evidence shall be punished, whether they are accused or any other person. Himachal Pradesh High Court has observed that an accused is not entitled to bail solely on ground that she is a woman, and said that it is discretion of court to decide bail application of a woman after considering the facts and circumstances of case. National Green Tribunal has termed 52 acres of Arabali land in Faridabad Sarai Khwaja, where more than 6,000 trees were allegedly cut for a real estate project, a deemed forest despite Haryana Government and Union Environment Ministry, MOEFNCC, arguing conservation laws didn't apply there. Government has approved establishment of two new benches of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, one at Amravati in Andhra Pradesh and the other at Indore in Madhya Pradesh. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has directed Delhi bench of NCLT to decide over JSW Steel's bid for debt ridden Bhushan Power and Steel by the 31st of March. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has approved ArcelorMittal's 42,000 crore takeover bid for SR Steel.